This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Reggie Attitude, Figgy Fig, hanging out with you. Hope that you're having a good Thursday. Someone who is definitely having a good Thursday. His name is Amen Thompson. Amen Excellence Thompson. Okay. I always love seeing that his middle name, whenever they put it up, just XLNC, Excellence. That's right. He is excellent in this very particular way, that he is a first team all defensive honoree in the National Basketball Association for the 24-25 basketball season. He is joined by Evan Mobley, was a first teamer. Dyson Daniels of the Hawks, Lou Dort of the Thunder, Draymond Green of the Warriors. That's the first team. Draymond Green of the Warriors. Yeah, but Amen Thompson, first time, and I imagine the first in a number of them because this was not an anomalous type season. This is kind of a coordination of a defensive prowess that's going to exist in league to come. And so I do love that he got to be that first teamer. Mm-hmm. I thought we had it on a good, like, we had a really good vibe. I think you ultimately, when I asked you to put a percentage on it, 70% is where you put it at. Oh, 100% now that he is a first teamer. I am happy, though, because I was looking at someone like Avika Zubac, who was on the second team. He was highly regarded. Maybe he could have gotten some things up there. And then Jaren Jackson Jr., I feel like he finished out the season in a way that was a little rough. But he's a former defensive player of the year.
Yeah, no, so he's got his name out there now.
You wonder
as a guy that can be on that team.
100%. And as we know, like, especially with defense, there are metrics, but there's not kind of the everybody accepts this as the end-all, be-all types metrics for defense. So your name and, that kind of clout that you carry does impact this. And now he adds a little bit more of that.
He's got the rep now.
100%. So shout out to Amen Thompson and your Houston Rockets adding in the accolade this year. How you like that? You got an all-star and you have a defensive first team or first all defense first teamer for your Houston Rockets. All right. Let's circle back around to this for your Texans. We were talking about how the schedule plays out. We're a week out from seeing the schedule. We've digested a little bit. Even yesterday, if memory serves, it wasn't yesterday, the day before, we got the lines on, like, the betting lines on what these games look like. We're really far out. There's still things that would affect where those lines ultimately stand when you get to playing football. But gives you a little idea of what the confidence is there. And we were kind of talking about our biggest worry and biggest point of confidence for many of these games, the big ones that I think are going to be the touch points over the 2025 football season.
Yeah, what would make you confident that they can sort of buck the win percentage predictions here by ESPN, or I guess more than a prediction, it's what they believe the win percentages are on these games, and why, and how can they buck it, and what would give you pause on all these games? We talked about the Rams game, 48% chance win percentage for the Texans.
And it's just early.
It's just early. But I thought there were some advantages maybe to Nick Cayley, knowing what Sean McVay likes to do, having been in those rooms. But let's get into some of these other ones. Remember we talked about the first third of the season. That really jumped out to me. Like, it's a lot tougher than you than it may look at when you look at the brands here and
those six games or those five games before you hit the bye week at week six.
Right. Well, there's basically two coin flips, and you ain't going to win it game in their first five. The coin flips were the Rams. I just mentioned that. Tampa Bay is 51% win percentage, 64 at Jacksonville, 75 at home against the Titans, but then a 20% chance to win at the Ravens. We covered that, but the one that is really interesting to me is when you get to week 7 and 8 after the bye week. You
have 7 and 8, huh?
Yeah, 7 and 8, and here's why. You know, obviously you go to Seattle, and that's like a coin flip game, 55%. Which
is
actually,
it really?
According to them, it's a coin flip game at Seattle, which was a little bit of a surprise to me.
It is. Like, that is a team where they did a little bit of tearing down this past season. I know they add in Cooper Kupp to help, but the quarterback there as of right now is Sam Darnold, which I think we all looked at last season like, hey, this is really cool that he's able to sustain this for, what was that, 15 out of the 17 games, right? It kind of turned a little bit into a pumpkin at the very end of it.
Yeah.
But the idea that he was able to sustain that for that long in the way that I don't know that any of us had envisioned for him was cool. Doing that a second year, I don't know how great I feel about that.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he has some weapons. Don't get me wrong. They add to the offensive line. But that was an offensive line that wasn't all that good last year. So you're going to need that to step up and be better. I don't know how much I look at that team and I'm scared of them per se. I know that also I like Mike McDaniel, who is their or not Mike McDaniel. What is the damn name of the McDonald? Michael McDonald, I believe, is the name of the head coach. There's too many Mike Micks in this league. It gets on me every time. But I like what he's done, especially as a defensive guy. I just don't look at that team and I go, yeah, man, this is kind of a coin flip. I would give the Texans a lot better of a chance, although I guess it all still comes down to if that offense looks good.
But that's why that one jumped out to me. I mean, that's one that you feel like you got to win that. You have to win at Seattle.
Especially coming off of a bye.
And especially coming off of a bye. Then the next one is interesting to me as well. It's the Niners, and you actually have a 65% chance of winning that winning percentage prediction there. So San Francisco, very expensive quarterback, as we now know. Great tight end.
Well, fairly expensive quarterback.
Well, it's very expensive in my book.
Okay. All right.
100, what was it? How many? 130?
160-something guaranteed. Yeah, yeah. It was like 53.
It's more money
million.
Than what he was making.
That is 100% the case. 53%, million dollars in average annual value.
They don't seem to buy the Niners as much as they might worry some teams.
Yeah, and I'm actually not quite sure what I perceive in there, like in that particular situation there, how they feel about that. They did have a down year last year, but it does feel like I wouldn't have imagined that people would get that down on this Niners team. I guess the defense did take a little bit of a hit with some of the folks that end up going out. But that's one of those teams that I think people typically give the credit, benefit of the doubt with the coaching in particular.
Yeah.
I mean, you still have solid there calling the defense. And Kyle Shanahan is one of those guys that we still look at as a wunderkind of sorts, even though, I mean, he's gotten older.
Yeah. All right. So now we go to the back half of the season where you would think – this is one where I want to ask the question, like we did with a couple of other games. What would make you feel confident that you can win this, and what would worry you at Kansas City Chiefs, and it only gives the Texans a 42% chance to win that game?
The
pivotal game, potentially.
Yeah, I mean, week 14, late in the year, it's also tough. I mean, you're playing on the road, so that's one of those ones that looks like it could be a little chillier because it is in December, right? First week of December.
And it's a night game.
It is a night game, so not even chillier. It will be cold, right? It's NBC, Sunday Night Football. So you have those questions. You had a week 6 bye, so you might be starting to hit the fatigue on the late portions of a season. I guess maybe the confidence that you have is maybe finally the Kansas City Chiefs start taking hits. Like maybe they start feeling a little bit less like a dominant force in a way that you kind of felt like they were last year, even though they kept racking up these wins. It felt like they were just kind of sliding by in some ways, and maybe they have a similar season or even not don't get over the hump in some ways. But yeah, that's one of those ones where I almost wonder what's the psychological effect.
Well, see, this is kind of what gives me confidence. I'm not sitting here saying they're going to beat the Chiefs. You know, the question is, you know, we all know what would give you pause. What gives me confidence is, and this is going to sound so dumb, but I really believe it, they play the Chiefs pretty damn well. They just can't beat them.
Yeah.
You know, like every game is like, kind of down to the wire. You know, you can go back to the playoff game, you know, as far back as you want. Like, they play the Chiefs pretty damn well.
It's kind of wild to say, yeah, too, because we can't say this about Baltimore.
No, you get
Baltimore is like no chance in hell.
Right, and that's where
and they can't beat the Chiefs.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I guess to your point about the confidence, like, the Texans are not going to feel like, oh, no, here we go again.
No, that's right.
You know, that kind of thing. But
three quarters of really good football. And yeah, I guess in both instances, mm-hmm, last year, and I guess what you then come back down to is you had an offense that I think we would all readily throw into the garbage, and they kind of did.
Yeah.
Made some big changes. And if you have an offense that is at all clicking, which you would hope by week 14 you have figured enough out,
yeah,
to find what your identity is and exist in that identity a decent amount, that gives you an opportunity to get out here with the defense that you know is going to show up. Even if it has an opportunity to be banged up and bruised by that time of year, you've added enough depth where I think that you still feel confident about the defensive side.
Mm-hmm.
If your offense can provide you more than 19 points like they did in that, what was that, week 14 game last year? Or was it 14? 16 game, rather.
I don't remember.
Against the Kansas City Chiefs, where you lost 27-19.
Yeah.
If you're able to actually put some points on the board, you can rival them. So, yeah, I guess there's your confidence, is that, mm-hmm, you've played them pretty well. This is not the Chiefs of, you know, how many years ago, where it was just going to be a murder, is not still there, per se.
And you know, I know playing someone well doesn't mean a damn thing. But in terms of going into that game, they got to feel pretty good. And also how they're playing, you know, going into the game as well.
Right. I feel like the Bills had a lot of playing them well
up until,
you know, ends of games.
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah, exactly. And then you get to the very end of the season where it could be, you know, maybe home field, a home game, is it? Maybe the division, whatever is at stake. Week 17 at the L.A. Chargers, your second trip to L.A., coming off of a couple of home games, and the win percentage prediction by ESPN was 54%. So another coin flip type game. That could be one. I have confidence against the Chargers as we sit here today. Obviously, everything can change. I have confidence against that team just simply because, you know, what the Texans can do defensively, and, you know, who knows what Herbert or anybody is going to be able to do against them at this point. But that would be another kind of pivot point for the season.
I still don't know how talented that defense is.
That too.
And when the Chargers, that is. And I think with the Chargers, yeah, Jesse Minter has that. Like, last year at the very least, that was a defense that they weren't crazy talented, but they just did what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And again, late in the season, hopefully you found your identity as an offense to the point where, you know, with C.J. Stroud, with what we believe him to be and what he is capable of, if he is having this thing humming and he's executing this at a high level, a team that just does what they're supposed to do but then is outmatched when it comes to talent, especially when we talk about the pass catchers and runners that this Texans team has,
mm-hmm,
you should be able to make them pay.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's where I find a level of confidence in that particular matchup.
Yeah, and then the other thing, if you weren't listening earlier, this really stood out to me, and I think it's sort of an example of kind of where the Texans are until they prove otherwise. They're in terms of 60% or better win percentage, there's only eight games. Only eight games that the Texans are considered a significant or decent favorite. Five of them are against your division opponent.
I mean, look, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. That you play who's on your schedule, right? Like, I'm not going to be out. You're not going to get me over here copping please about the fact that the AFC South is not all that good, right?
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, you win your division, you get yourself a home game, all that, brother. These are the rules on the book, and you operate with that in the mind. I will go back to one of the things I talked about last year that I imagine will hold true. That's all fine and good. I need you to go and show me something about who you are against in these other games.
Exactly.
That we've talked about. Like,
and that's why it's so important against
handle
them.
Your business, yeah, in the sixth, or the, yeah, the sixth that you have in division. But the other ones, those are the real tests that we're talking about. I mean, you could stack up the wins and win the division. That's something that almost feels like a given.
Mm-hmm.
Show me who you are. Show me what you're made of in these other ones. And that starts right off the jump, week one against the Rams.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, you said it. I mean, you know what they're going to do against the division, but these other games. The other one that's interesting is Broncos. Broncos is another.
That's very interesting.
Sort of a coin flip game, according to the predictors anyway.
Right, and that's one where.
Middle of the season,
That defense is really, really tough. And then, you know, I think that I'm interested to see what Sean Payton has cooking, because year one with Bo Nix in that offense,
mm-hmm,
went way better than I personally expected. I'm sure some of you out there would have seen it and believed in Sean Payton, and that's 100% fine, because it's fair to have assumed and to rather have surmised that.
Mm-hmm.
I do come back around and I go, how much of that is repeatable? How much, yeah, is Bo Nix actually that guy? Those are the
questions
I still
have. Or does he take a big leap? Another leap.
And I hear what you're saying there.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate that, but who am I, right? Like, maybe he does. Like, I still.
You was against him from the beginning.
I was, and I still am. And you know what? I'll be that, right? I saw Bo Nix at Auburn. You ain't see Bo Nix. I saw Bo Nix at Auburn. That man took, what, 6 years to get good in the college, and all of a sudden you're going to tell me that he's it in the NFL? I need to see more, dog. I would like to see more. But yeah, there you go. Yeah, that'll be a fun one as well, and that's one of the tried and true noon games, baby. Noon game, NRG Stadium, Week 9 and on Fox. That'll be fun. We'll get a chance to tailgate in the heat before. Actually, it'll be all right. Early November. That might actually be kind of nice.
It might still be hot. Yeah. Hey, don't sleep on early November, man.
That is true. I know where I live. Houston, Texas, baby. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. That was nasty. All right, this is about the time where we turn things over to our guy Figgy Fig for Figgy's Mixtape. What do you have in store for us, brother?
Yeah, so we got another update on the prison break in New Orleans. Oh. With a plot twist.
Oh!
We got a bit of a plot twist on this, plus a TikTok trend parents need to be aware of. Ooh. Because these kids out here wildin'.
Yeah, watch out for your babies. We'll help you out with that next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep, it's the Mixtape and the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there, man. We got another update.
I can't wait for this.
So apparently we are down to 5.
Are we really? Are you sure?
Yeah, we got another one. I had to double check, yeah. Because I thought it was 4, but apparently they do have 5, and 5 more is on the loose.
All right.
Wait, really?
So they caught a 5th.
Because I saw someone seemingly talking about there was like 8,
seven or eight of these boys caught up.
How's my guy Linton? Linton Van Buren. Is he still?
I get to that in a minute.
Right. So, sound like your boy got caught up, dog. That was your man.
I'm with you, Linton. Run,
so here,
Linton,
dog, y'all gonna be looking at this plot twist kind of wild. But here's CBS News with the update.
Inmates have now been captured after escaping from a New Orleans jail last Friday. Five others are still on the run. A lawyer for a maintenance worker accused of helping the inmates says they intentionally clogged a toilet so he would turn off the water, which then allowed them to remove the toilet and escape through a hole in the wall.
That was a hell of a plan, wasn't it?
I got it.
Okay, man, they had a that's
that was some prison break type plan.
So they bad.
They dug the hole while the toilet was still connected, then just ripped it out and ran through.
I think they clawed the toilet.
Oh,
because if they would have ripped the toilet out, would have been water everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, so have you seen the visual of what the toilet is? Like, it's not just the porcelain bowl that you think of at your house.
No,
it's like a full metal apparatus that is also like a big wall thing that also then
ties. I saw the picture where they did the graffiti. And
it also ties into, isn't it like a sink as well? Mm-hmm. All of it, like, so it's this big. Yeah. I don't know. What would you kind of eyeball the
apparatus?
The apparatus. What is it? Probably like 4 feet wide.
Yeah.
Maybe another 3 feet tall or four feet tall. I guess once the water's off, they pull that whole thing off.
It's probably a big ass hole there where they could just go through it. So here's the wild plot twist. So they released some surveillance footage that captured three of the five remaining, all walking together through the city of New Orleans. And you want to guess who they are?
Don't say Linton Van Buren.
Yes, it is. Oh. It's Linton Van Buren.
They caught him?
No, it's just a surveillance.
Oh, so he's good.
But they've seen him, though.
He's still living his best life.
So is Linton, is Derrick Groves, the other guy, me and Reggie, our guys, right there. And then Antoine Massey, who was the guy with the tattoos who we did not
want.
Well,
that guy was going to be, how is
so
he still?
So all three of them are together.
So Linton and Derrick are boys. And Massey.
Yeah, I get all three of them together.
How is face tattoo still out there, not getting caught?
I have no idea, but that can mess up a lot of parlays.
Yeah, it could.
Yeah, because we kind of figured, I don't know, I guess I kind of figured everybody was out on their own, but these three are just running through the city, man.
You know, criminals tend to be dumb.
Wait, what are you doing here painting with a broad brush?
Criminals tend to be dumb.
They were smart enough to get the hell out of there.
But beyond dumb is three dudes hanging together after they escape. They got to go your separate ways.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. That dude with the tattoo, I'm like, dog, you got to get away from us. No, don't follow me. You know how you play hide and go seek and your little cousin always try to follow you?
You go that way.
Like, stop following me, man. I'm in a good hiding spot. Yeah. Don't follow me. You're going to get me up.
Yeah, he's got three face tattoos. You go the other direction. We're going this way.
Yeah, so if they got eyes on them, they probably close to getting caught.
Yeah.
I'm guessing all three of those guys would get caught at the same damn time.
Which would still leave two?
Yep, it would leave two.
Wow.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people got the Derrick Groves guy as the guy that would be the last man standing.
I'm looking at it now. The latest one caught is Corey Boyd.
Yeah, that was the last one that was caught.
Yeah.
So I keep y'all updated on this, man. We getting down to the boogie.
I love the 832 making the point. Hey, remember, John, it's New Orleans. A lot of people got face tattoos.
Fair, but it's still, I think, in the minority. We got one down each cheek and one down the middle of his nose and forehead.
Yeah. Keep you updated on that. All right, so I think this week might be we coming up on summer break for the children. And it's a new TikTok trend that been kind of going around for a few weeks now. With kids setting laptops on fire.
What?
Have y'all heard this?
No.
All right, so I got KPRC2 with the story about a school district up in Connecticut with this wild ass TikTok trend.
This TikTok shows a new and concerning trend among students.
It's more than just a trend, you know. It causes a lot of disruption.
Last Thursday, a student at Newington High School did just that.
It became clear that the damage was done intentionally, that it wasn't a malfunctioning Chromebook, but rather a student had intentionally done things to it that caused it to smoke and eventually melt.
The school was evacuated as smoke filled the classroom. And the same thing happened in both Derby and Cromwell High Schools on Monday.
The hallways filling with smoke. We went in and ended up finding a laptop in a classroom that was pretty much out but on fire at one point.
The back cover where the battery cover was melted away and the battery was smoking.
Investigations are underway across the districts.
So these silly ass kids are just sticking stuff inside the laptop, inside of the Chromebook, to see if it light on fire, see if it can catch on fire.
And you said silly. This is literally just like, hey man, you want to see something cool? And some stupid high schooler is just like doing it. Then the next one does it. Then the next one does it. Oh boy.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's wild. Cause I know that those are like the school issue Chromebooks or whatever. And let's be honest. They're not always like the nicest at times. I don't know if these ones are, like, they might have been, you know, fine or what have you. Yeah, that's like, I don't know.
Maybe I'm different, man, because we had like laptops and little stuff in school too, but I was never sitting around like, let me see if this catch on fire.
And they're doing it for TikTok. Like it's
Well, I mean, I feel like I do wonder how much of this is like TikTok inspired this or. We was doing this thing, let's put it on TikTok. Because let's face it, we do have a little bit of a self-snitch generation.
But see,
going
that's
on here.
How the trend starts. Mm-hmm. Something like it didn't.
Then it gets out there.
Yeah, TikTok itself didn't put this trend out. Mm-hmm. It was somebody that put it on TikTok and somebody else decided to put it on TikTok. Now it's a trend. Now it's trending.
Yeah.
So now everybody want to try it.
So while we're talking about the youngsters these days, and you guys know I try to stay hip to all the. All the latest stuff.
You sounded so convinced.
Yeah. Kind of. Where does this Aura farming come from?
Buddy, you asking the wrong person.
Yeah, you on the wrong show,
I've
man.
I've seen it like three or four times the last couple of days. I had to look it up. Aura farming. And even the explanation didn't really make a lot of sense.
Because it's not for you, brother.
Yeah.
Like that's the beauty of growing up is not necessarily being like, oh man, I'm not cool, whatever. It's
you ain't gotta keep up with
you
it.
Don't have to.
You don't have to do
really
it.
And truly don't.
But I was interested, like aura farming.
Yeah, man.
I feel like you're gonna start trying to use
that's one that I will not use.
Yeah, no, I can see. Because
it's like it's
training camp gonna come around, you're like, oh yeah, that's
I don't even know what it is still, and I read the definition.
I can see. Oh yeah, that running back right there. Oh yeah, aura farming right there.
I actually think aura farming might have a negative connotation, whereas like
I don't know
aura maxing or something to that effect might have a positive connotation. Just kind of what I have tried to siphon, and that very easily could be wrong because again, I will let you know, I have no idea.
But it's all over the place. Y'all have seen this, right?
I mean, I've seen it. I stay out of it. Yeah. Like I don't have to use it in my vocab.
God bless them. As long as they get it, that's for them.
Hell,
man.
Shout
out to y'all.
Hey, I still say swag. Mm-hmm. I'd rather say swag than try to come up with a new word or something like that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down. I think we need to give somebody some relationship advice, man.
All right.
So I ran across this. I want to say this was on Reddit.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I was on Reddit. And somebody needed to vent to people on Reddit, which can be very dangerous.
Yeah.
And the title said, "My wife asked for a hall pass."
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
So I'm going to read you what this guy had to vent about. He said, "I'm 35 and my wife is 37 and been together for 12 years. We have 2 kids together and everything goes well for the most part. Over the last few years, her business has skyrocketed and we had the luxury of getting to treat ourselves. My wife always been a good looking woman, but she made some significant changes and she really is gorgeous now.
Uh-oh.
She goes away a lot for business trips. And that's fine. She would come home and share about her trip and how, I guess, so-and-so hit on her or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm secure in my marriage, so I wasn't overly bothered." Mm-hmm. So this is where it get tricky. "Before she left on her most recent trip, which is 5 days, she asked for a hall pass with the person she frequently see on this trip. I said no because I don't want to share my wife. But I can't help but to worry that she's going to ignore that wish."
You think?
I'm just stressing out about it. Thank you for letting me vent. So I want us to be dead serious about this. No jokes allowed. I want you to be dead serious.
I will try to be this person's friend who I will admit that is whoever that person's friend.
What would you tell this
person? Should have been who they talked to. First and foremost, why you put this on the internet? Yeah. Not all these people on the internet. In fact, I would argue very few of these people on the internet actually have your best wishes at heart. Don't share this with everybody. Secondly, that's tough. Like, I would start with, that's tough, brother. And then beyond that, I'm like, look, if you don't, like, I feel like the relationship, the bedrock of any relationship is trust. If you get to this point where it's like, you can't trust it, like, this thing might need to be, like, not here. I could say that very easily being somebody who's not married and all those things. So I guess I would let Lopez, here you go. Your best luck to do this.
You got to be serious, man. Don't be all joking around. Be macho or nothing like that.
No, dead serious.
What would you tell this good friend of yours?
I'm going to look at you, Figgy. I'm going to pretend that you're this guy. She already has, brother. She already has. This is, with the significant changes in her looks, which, could be any number of things, but
a little mommy makeover, maybe.
Yeah, my head went to 2 places, so to speak.
Wow. So, that made me uncomfortable.
So, no, I would tell him she already has. She's just, this is just another little trying to clear her conscience moment or whatever. I would not trust her as far as I could throw her.
Man.
And maybe you need to really look at where you are in this relationship.
Hey, that's tough, man. He said 12 years, man.
And 5-day trip is nothing.
5-day trip is a lot. The out-of-town trip, bro?
No, 5-day trip is not. I'm going away for 5 days. Can I have a hop? 5 days?
5 days.
Oh, you saying 5 days to just.
That's nothing.
Keep it cool. Keep the jar
people
tight.
People go on 5-day trips, business trips all the time. And they can keep it in their pants.
Oh, you meant like she? No, yeah. Clearly her asking for the hall pass was not, I can't make it 5 days, brother. That's we.
Right.
That was never what we
were talking
about.
I don't even think it's
here.
The 5 days. I think it's the guy she's been.
Exactly. She already
on these trips.
She already has, brother. She has. It's done.
Yeah. I kind of agree with y'all, man. I think it's over.
Yeah.
I don't know what you do at the, I think you just act like it didn't happen. Just don't even bring it up.
That.
Like I don't know what I what mean. You what you is, what you file for divorce?
Yeah. What you do is you go and you have a serious conversation of like, all right, so you're trying to be out of here, right? Like this is part of what we agreed to. Mm-hmm. If you want to change that, like again, don't be no forceful about it, but like treat each other like human beings. She is entitled to like want out of this situation, but you got to make it very clear. Nah, you got to want out of this situation. It can't just you not having your cake and eating it too.
Exactly.
Yeah, but see, the thing is that's all cool and dandy if you was out here running the household. But he said her business has skyrocketed. So I wonder if
that doesn't matter.
Is he living off of her business?
Well, that's the thing. I guess I would have to ask him if this was my homeboy.
Mm-hmm.
Is that money worth it to you?
That's what I'm saying. Like if he loved his luxury lifestyle, then you just got to tell her, hey, don't let me find out.
But
don't be sloppy.
No, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't matter.
It shouldn't matter.
Yeah,
but
it might. Like, and that's the thing is, I'm not saying that. Hey, you say that at some level, ultimatum of does this money matter to you? If it does, then it does. Like that is within your and you go ahead and you manage that the best you can. But if it don't. And that's not somewhere you got to be if you don't want to be there, brother.
Yeah, if you don't care about the money thing, you don't care going back to square one, dip out of there.
Yeah.
But if you do, you just got to say, baby, don't let me find out.
He said, please, baby, please.
Please, baby, please.
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Rail 610.
Somebody just said it's about to get rough.
About to get rough.
Oh, wow. I don't know why I didn't expect this coming in, but from the text line, they said cheat back. Apparently, they're like, find you a side. Okay, all right. It's not gonna make you feel better though.
It's not gonna be better at all. Mm-hmm. But if I would have been me personally, I would have been like, oh, we playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
Let me get a hall pass too. Then you want a hall pass? I get a hall pass. I would be petty, would it?
Yeah, but the problem is, I don't think he was in a place where he was like, yo, yeah, let's just open this up. I think man is hurt. Yeah,
clearly, he's like, I don't want to share my wife.
One thing I can tell you, it'll be fun. That fun not gonna feel that hurt, brother. Yeah. It is not gonna feel that hurt. You can try though. Go
God bless him.
God bless indeed. All right, that is Figgy's mixtape. You catch it right here on In the Loop every weekday, 1:20 p.m. And at the Figgy Fig is the social media. If you find something you find to be mixtape worthy, talk to your man there. All right, coming up next, let's get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive today. It is Ron and Luke Morrow, and you were telling me about something that came down from the league meetings. We got some more information coming from the league meetings, spring meetings out there in Minnesota. We'll talk about that as well next.
Man, I hope Thursday's been going pretty good. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, I'm Reginald Atatula, and that is Figgy Fig. I got to enunciate, you know? I got to talk better.
You do a good job, man.
Thanks,
don't worry
man.
About it.
I appreciate it.
You're throwing a big word in there once in a while.
That's right.
You know, just a little bit of seasoning, you know what I mean? Yeah. Just got to sprinkle something on there. So we're getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. It is Ron. It is Luke Morrow in for Clint Sterner. And, of course, T-Mill holding it down as he always does. But before we get there, I got to clean myself up. I did say that this was from the NFL. It's actually a college football news story, but still very interesting. In fact, I would argue more so because of the ways in which college football has rapidly changed over the last, decade plus. And this kind of, it seems like a small thing, but I think it continues to push towards something that I find to be a thing that's going to be even bigger, which is college football has agreed now to go with straight seeding when it comes to the college football playoff. Obviously, as of right now, 12 teams, and this is per Heather Dinich of ESPN, 12 teams make the college football playoff. And as of last year, the first year of the full 12-team playoff, the top four seeds were reserved for the conference champions that made the top 12, right?
Yeah.
The four highest ranked conference champions is the way that I should put it.
Mm-hmm.
And so you ended up with like Boise State up here, even though they were not one of the top four teams in the college football playoff. Mm-hmm. They end up having one of the top four spots in there. And so that is something that there was kind of some complaining about, because when it gets to seeding, people wanted a true seeding. Well, this is a place where now they are moving to a true seeding. However, that kind of stipulation was put in place because people wanted these, you know, one of these conferences to mean a whole bunch. And so they're going to go closer to straight seeding.
Mm-hmm.
I think, do we ultimately get to the place where they're going to reward conference champions with the reward money, the prize money that comes out of this? Because I know that that was one of the stipulations that was being discussed before we ultimately see this passed. But there you go. How do you view this? Because for me, and of course, I'm kind of making this into like this is going to be a big thing. But I think mm-hmm. this continues to progress towards a place where the college football playoff possibly expands,
mm-hmm.
where you see more and more emphasis placed towards particular conferences, meaning the SEC and the Big Ten. And I think that that further gets us towards a smaller subsection of college football, and particularly that kind of works almost like NFL Junior.
100%. And I think that's what they want. I think I could get down with that. I think I kind of want it too. Just because when you had, you know, Boise and Arizona State and all that, you know, with those seeds, it just, you know better. And I think I mentioned this last week. When we
were this is where you are. We know that this was the whole point of getting out here and doing the playoff is allowing more participation.
But it's the participation is there. It's just like these monster conferences. They have to be rewarded too. Like that's the funny thing to me. It's like,
wait, hold on, they're not rewarded right now.
No, hold on. Like they're saying, well, you got to reward the conference champion here and there. Well, what about a conference like the Big Ten or the SEC that has 7 ranked teams? You know, and you finish third or second or whatever. There needs to be a reward for playing that kind of schedule in that kind of league week to week and having to respond every week. I know it's different, but it's also tougher. You know, that's a lot tougher to be able to do that. And plus, you know, if you're looking at what the seeding would have looked like last year, I think the matchups are going to be just that much better. I really do. Like last year, it would have been Oregon, the one seed, then Georgia, then Texas, then Penn State with the byes. Ohio State would have played Arizona State. Notre Dame would have played Clemson. Tennessee would have played SMU. Indiana would have played Boise State. That seems fair to me if you just look at it from last year's perspective.
Well, yeah, but yeah. I think also what that does is we're talking about the byes. Like those top four aren't just top four. They get a bye into mm-hmm. that semifinal, or no, the quarterfinal level of that playoff.
Yeah.
And this also, in some ways, benefits Notre Dame. You know, lowly Notre Dame that doesn't get any love, right? Mm-hmm. They clearly are underdog of the sport. They now are eligible to earn a first-round bye. As previously, of course, it was only those Power Four conferences that were eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, clearly, if they just end up as a top four, they would be eligible to get a bye in a way that they weren't prior.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I was discussing here, I've actually been able to see it. So the group that is obviously deciding upon this, the group of the FBS commissioners that were deciding here, they are expected to agree on a financial component where it comes to additional, like a $4 million payout for each program comes with advancing to the quarterfinal in addition to a $4 million for reaching the playoff, which is a total of $8 million earned by a team's respective conference. So that would kind of...
That would take care of that.
In some ways, I think mm-hmm. that would be the idea of doing that. And 832 makes a point, and I think the answer is yes. Lopez agrees that the NFL should change its seeding as well based on this analysis, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it was one of those things. Clearly, they took it off the shelf because it didn't have enough support. But I also think it's coming. You know, I think it's coming, especially with an 18-game schedule. Yeah, I think it's going
to
happen.
But this is going to be an interesting perspective to start seeing this. And college football mm-hmm. is so particular because rivalry in a lot of places, maybe not all places that we're seeing, like mm-hmm. USC is looking like they might be willing to forego a rivalry with Notre Dame outside of their conference or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But as you maybe start to slightly weaken the value of winning your conference in that moment, like the same question that I've had in the NFL space, of course, maybe a little to a lesser degree because of how rabid college football is mm-hmm. in its particular culture. Do you start moving further and further away from the things that make college football great in that this is a geographical game, or like, you know, this is a regional game. These rivalries that are particular with these teams that you have seen, yeah. you've grown up near for decades upon decades and centuries mm-hmm. long, do they become watered down? Do they become weakened to the point where you're losing, maybe not all of them, I think some of the most essential will remain, but some of the ones that are maybe on the periphery start to fade?
Look, you and I are never going to agree on this, and I think it's just the way I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're, let's go take it to the NFL level. I'm going to hate the Tennessee Titans no matter what it means, no matter how it affects. They could be in different divisions. That's going to be a Texans rival, no matter what. So I don't think anything has lessened by taking away the division game, I mean the division bye or whatever, home playoff game, et cetera. Same thing in college football. Like these rivalries, pick one, you know, in K-State, Kansas, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
That they could be in different conferences. It's going to happen. And then the best example is Iowa State. That doesn't matter. They're in different conferences. And to me, that's never going to change. And at the NFL level, I mean, I get your point. I'm not saying
it's
a bad point, but
and I think it's a lot stronger.
The rivalry is going to stay.
I think it's a lot stronger at the NFL level. In the college football level. Mm-hmm. That was just a thought that I had because of that connection that was made.
Yeah.
The thing that is worth mentioning, though, is the ways in which with the college football playoff, there's already there's so much the human element when it comes to the voting apparatus. The whole idea was that when it comes to conference champions, you give them a level of insulation as well from that voting. By you win your conference, you have that. Where you know you're starting to lean a little bit further to this place where you know the conferences that people view as being stronger, even in instances where that view is not necessarily supported by evidence at times, are going to continue to get the benefit of the doubt because of the human element of selection. Whereas the likes of some of these other conferences are going to start to fade a little bit, and maybe that's a longer-term period thing that I'm thinking out on, but I do think that we're taking some more of those small steps, to be fair, but steps towards we're getting a little bit further to that place where the center of college football isolates around the big programs and maybe begins to leave some of the other ones.
And as I mentioned when we started this, I think that's what college football wants. They want two or four mega conferences.
Who in college football, though? That's the thing when we care when we say college football, who are the actors that we're talking about and probably the people that are trying to make money at the
reality
top?
Is the TV executives who aren't really directly involved with college.
Shout out to ESPN, huh?
They aren't really in the college game other than they broadcast it.
So there you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.